Because Islam has said that you, the person who is leading their prayers must take care of the oldest or the most ill person behind him praying in Jama'at prayers. Prophet ﷺ was praying his prayers, and in the middle of his Jama'at prayers he heard the voice of a baby crying. Khatamul Mursaleen, you know, the seal of all the messengers, the most superior human being Allah ever created, the person who has for whom Allah has said, Mawlaka lama khalaqtul aflaq. In other words, the whole universe is created for your sake. If you were not there, nothing would have been created. That personality, he heard voice of one baby crying during his Jama'at prayers. Prophet shortened his prayers and started to pray very fast. Started to pray fast, and he ended his prayers fastly. And some of the companions objected on Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, you such a messenger, such a great messenger, you are praying so fast. And Prophet said, Ama tasma'u suraha sabi? Don't you hear the voice of the baby? We obviously understand in the light of this hadith that there was the mother of that baby praying behind the Rasulullah in Jama'at, and the baby is missing the mother. For the sake of the cry of one baby, Khatam al-Mursaleen is making his prayers fast. Look at how much Islam gives importance to the social obligations, taking care of the rights of other human beings, giving preference to the rights of other human beings. Unfortunately, we find that if you do an open public survey, in generally speaking, in different Islamic communities, and you ask the question, who is the most religious person? You may hear this response from a lot of people. A religious person is somebody who, you know, prays and fasts, goes for Hajj, you know. If we did a big deal, you know, maybe we start praying the Namaz-e Shab, night prayers. But no mention about the social obligations of Islam, political obligations of Islam, as if it's not even part of Islam. That's how some people are, unfortunately. Whereas when we turn to the Ahlul Bayt, the most important duties of the most important aspects that they emphasized were the social aspects of Islam. What are you doing for others? When somebody came to Imam Hassan alayhi salam and asked, Man khairun nas, who is the best of all the humans? Imam Hassan replies, Khairun nas man yanfa'un nas. Best of the humans is the one who benefits the people. So don't mention that how much I did personal, individual types of worships in my life. Very good, but that's individual. There is no benefit for Islamic Ummah from your existence. Isn't that right? Unless you perform social obligations, political obligations to an Islamic Ummah.